Eagles take to the Pacific Northwest this week. And as a bonus segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app, we thought it would be appropriate to talk about the five top trips to the West Coast for the Philadelphia Eagles. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. Glenn, it's your list.
Here you go.
Time is yours.
We're going since the year 2000, Dave, all right? And the Eagles are 8-6 since the year 2000, which isn't that bad because it is tough to fly across the coast. So let's give you the top five. I bet you've been to all of them. Number five, September 24th, 2006. The Eagles go to San Francisco and win 38-24. The Eagles are up 31-10 pretty early in that game before they ease the reins. Nice game for Donovan McNabb, 296 yards, two touchdowns. Brian Westbrook, eight carries for 117 yards, 71-yard touchdown run. Reggie Brown had 106 receiving yards that day. But the highlight, Dave Spadaro, I love when the fat man carries the ball. 98-yard fumble recovery for Mike Patterson.
Rumbling,
remember that?
Bumbling.
That was a blast.
And stumbling.
Love when the fat guys get to do that.
All right. Fat, too.
Well, he's a defensive tackle.
I'm
not trying to insult the man.
I'm sure he looks great now.
It's part of the gig. Yeah. All right, here you go. Number four, Monday Night Football, November 25th, 2002. It's, again, a Niners game. Both teams go into that game 7-3. The Eagles got quarterback issues. That's when Donovan was out with the broken ankle. Coy Detmer gets the start. He's great. He's throwing touchdown passes to Todd Pinkston and Antonio Freeman?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Slot receiver.
Detmer dives in himself for a third quarter run to open up a 28-10 lead, but then he gets hurt. If you remember, in that game, dislocates his elbow, take him from the field. Really ugly kind of injury. Who comes in? A.J. Feely. He immediately hits Chad Lewis for a short touchdown. The Eagles win. Eagles win. They go 8-3. They had a 7-0 record in the NFC at that point.
And A.J. guides the Eagles to the number one seed in those playoffs.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun that year. Okay, number three. We'll just go the year before that. 2001. We'll go to the second game of the season. The Eagles lose the opener in 2001. Then they go to Seattle. They crush them. 27-3. Another nice game for Donovan. A career game for James Thrash. 10 catches, 165 yards, two touchdowns. James Thrash.
Yeah.
How about that?
He could play a little bit here and there. More there than here.
Exactly.
But he worked hard.
But it was the defense that won it that day. Matt Hasselbeck completes only 9 passes on the day for 62 yards. Take from that, the Eagles had 7 sacks for 42 yards, which means that Seattle had 21 yards passing. That would be a nice goal for Sunday.
Okay. Right. I like it.
Number two, Eagles-Raiders, November 3rd, 2013. You know this one.
Of course. Touchdown. That's 7.
That was 7. Sounded like 5 to me, but it is 7. Eagles going 4-4 under rookie coach Chip Kelly. They had lost the last two home games to Dallas and the Giants. What are they? In the second quarter, wasn't until the second quarter, 2 touchdowns to Riley Cooper, another rookie, Zach Ertz. 3 more in the third quarter, a third by Riley Cooper, by the way. Nick Foles, 7 touchdown passes, ties the NFL record, 406 yards. You know, Dave, I went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton last year, and they have Nick Foles' shoes from that game on display. He didn't throw with his shoes, but they got the shoes there.
I, in a stroke of genius, had Nick Foles autograph my press credential, which is up in my NovaCare complex office.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you know who the Raiders quarterback was that day, by the way?
I don't.
Terrell Pryor.
Now a wide receiver.
And a good one.
In Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah. The best Eagles West Coast visit since the year 2000. We got to go back to San Francisco. We got to go to 2008, October 12th. Eagles go in 2-3, again having lost a home game to Washington. That was a real season of ups and downs, as you remember, in 2008.
Oh, yeah.
They're down 26-17 in the fourth quarter. I looked at the probabilities on Pro Football Reference. The Eagles at that point had an 18% chance to win the game, but they storm back. McNabb drives him down the field, hits L.J. Smith for a touchdown. Eagles defense gets some turnovers, some three and outs, 3 David Akers field goal. Trent Cole returns a fumble for a touchdown. The Eagles win. Eagles win 40-26 after being down that much in the fourth. They outscore them. They score 23-0 in the fourth quarter.
Well, there you go.
Win. And there you go. 4 great games. 5 great games. Maybe we get one more this weekend.
The West Coast at times has been burra burra good for the Philadelphia Eagles. We hope it's that good on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. Thanks for joining us.